Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited for you to be on the line with us this afternoon, this evening, wherever you may be, in your homes, in your cars, just all across the world. We're international, and we're excited to have you on the line with us tonight. This show is hosted by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. We're excited to be with you today because I have a special guest with me today. As you know, last week many of you listened in and we were going to do a fantastic show. We had to reschedule because of technical difficulties. But this week we're on, we're live, and we're popping. I have with me Coach Willetta Frizzo from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and she is on the line with me live and in person. Coach Willetta is going to talk to you today about the me spot. Yes, the me spot. We're going to have fun talking about that today. We're going to explore all about the me spot through Coach Willetta. She has this wonderful concept and a workshop that she's going to do entitled The Me Spot. But before we get started, just want to give you a little housekeeping notes from Harvest Girls International. Coming up this Saturday, March the 24th at 12 noon in Indianapolis, Indiana, Harvest Girls International is hosting the Lunch and Learn for March, National Women's Month, and the name of the luncheon is The Power of You. And we're going to be talking about how to get it back. Yes, ladies, get it back. Whatever your it is, we want you to get it back. We're going to be doing a workshop dealing with some exercises, lipstick therapy, mirrorology, and your mission is possible. So we want you to get in touch with us at www.harvestgirls.com. That's www.harvestgirls.com for workshop information. The workshop is only $20. It includes your lunch, and you will take home a free empowerment music CD, compliments of J.L. Stone from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we're excited all about that. If you go to our website, again, www.harvestgirls.com, you will be able to click on upcoming events and get all the information. Well, we want to get on with the show. We're excited to have Willetta, Coach Willetta, with us. Inner Peace and Harmony, if you heard her the last time that she was on, she gave a little overview about inner peace and harmony. But today we're going to talk about the me spot. Coach Willetta, how are you? And welcome to the show, Transformation Begins With You.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for having me. Everyone at home, thank you for listening in. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit. We're going to get right to it. I'm just excited. So I want to get right to it. Tell me, what is the me spot? What is the me spot?
The me spot is that innermost place that is within you that no one can enter unless invited. It's the inner spring of unlimited possibility. That's what I call the me spot.
Wow. So now it sounds wonderful and it sounds great, and I'm excited. Tell me how to get there.
And I'm so happy you asked because, you know what, getting there is the journey of life. You know,
yes.
That's our journey of life. All the great teachers in my life and all the great sages and teachers of the world, they always told us that healing, that inner place of healing, it starts inside of us. And whatever modality of healing that you believe is really best for you, be it prayer, be it Reiki, be it hypnotherapy, being able to heal those inner wounds that are on the inside, because we can't do anything when we have up walls, we have these defense mechanisms. And then the other part is going to talk about throughout our program is creating a support system, either real or imagined. We're going to talk about that at the MeSpot conference that's going to be taking place June 16th through the 17th here in Milwaukee. Sometimes people say, real or imagined? What are you talking about, Willetta? And basically, a support system is comprised of people. It could be imaginary, meaning like you just journal as if you're talking to someone, or it could be people that like you or that you like and like you too, because that's important, that you can be yourself and that you can tell your dreams and you can tell your goals too, and they support you. You can even start talking about a mentor. And people are like, well, how do I get a mentor? Ask. So much is possible when we ask a question. So ask for a mentor or ask for a lunch. Meet with someone that is doing or maybe is living the life that you think, wow, I would love it if I could do or experience something like this. The other thing is, how can I get in touch with my MeSpot? It really begins with programming or reprogramming our mind, not only our mind, but our subconscious mind, that thing that's going, the thing that's on 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Basically, our mind is fertile ground for the seeds that we plant in it, be it positive or negative. Ask you to look around your life. What do you think about most? Are they helpful thoughts? Are they scary thoughts? Because that's going to kind of give you an idea of what kind of seeds you have planted. Now, what I also want you to know is this is not a time for us to judge ourselves, but just an opportunity for us to become aware. But as we're reprogramming our mind, we can use things like pictures or images or quotes that help pick us up, that helps us remind us that things are possible. Now, reprogramming ourselves with what? Well, that depends on you. What is it that you truly want inside of your MeSpot? Basically, we're talking about this MeSpot. It's not just a destination. It's a combination of the sum total of you, the totality of you. Your passion, truly, that innermost spring, like I said before, maybe, and from this innermost spring, all the beautiful things blossom and flourish from here. Better job, feeling safe and peaceful at home, the loving relationships, if it's money in the bank, because I believe that each of us here, we have something that we really, truly desire. And I want you to know something. When you have that desire, that longing, what you want wants you. So if you have this inkling or indication that, man, something else is out there for me, go for it. Baby steps.
Yes.
The other part of getting in touch with yourself is believing that on some level you deserve great things to happen to you and for you. Now, how do we start this thinking this and believing that? I like to use affirmations. What affirmations do is they help encourage. They help you encourage yourself. There's a song that says the power of life or death lays in the power of your own tongue. Now, listeners, there was a time when I did not believe that any of this stuff that I'm talking about, this MeSpot, this unlimited potential, I didn't believe any of this stuff was true for me. And I thought that life was hard, life was designed to be hard, and only the, quote, lucky people made it or lived the, quote, good life. I felt defeated. I felt overwhelmed. I felt like, what's the point? But listen and hear me clearly. Something inside of me said, Willetta, there has to be more than struggling to pay rent or having chaos in relationships or working or even working a job that I'm not totally satisfied with. See, nothing in my life changed until I changed how I looked at my life. And one thing to help us to start moving our feet, getting it from in our head to moving it to our heart, that's our passion, and moving our passion from our heart to our feet, which helps us to move forward, we have to start with gratitude, being thankful that, oh, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am aware that I'm interested in creating this, all that, creating this, what I'm able and capable of being, create this life that I deserve, that I'm worthy of living. And I also ask you and I challenge you right now, wherever you are in your car or sitting on your comfy couch, ask you, what's going right in your life? Because it's so easy to complain and say, you know, well, nothing's going right. Everything is in the dumps. But on some level, we all have success. Where are you already successful? Are you experiencing that great health? Do you have a loving family and friends? Are you in the career that you want? Do you feel connected to your higher power? Because we can't change, we can't modify, we can't pivot until we also identify where our strength is coming from and where we're already successful. But those are just elements of the me spot. Chris.
Wow, you gave us so much in that little bit of time. I want to go back. I mean, that was awesome. So thank you very much for sharing. I want to let all the listeners know that they could call in now today and speak with you and ask you questions if they wanted to call in at 1-347-838-9340. I'll say that again. If you want to call in and talk to Coach Willetta, you can call now live 1-347-838-9340. And you can call in now live and ask Coach Willetta questions about the me spot. The question that came to my mind, Willetta, was this, when you said find out what you want. The question that I get as an empowerment coach and in some of the seminars and workshops that I do is that people will say, I don't know what I want. And that's the big thing. They don't know what they want. They don't know how to, they're disheveled. They kind of don't know how to put all what they're thinking into perspective. In getting to the me spot, that's the ME spot, getting to that me spot, where do we start when we don't know what it is that we want?
When I work with clients and they say, I don't know what I want, you know, and I immediately say, congratulations. Congratulations. You do not know what you want. Because in order for us to start the creating process, we have to first become aware of what it is that we want. And if we don't know, that's okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, many times when we quest and we want to know what we want to find out what we want, what do? We go ask other people, hey, what should I want? What should I wear? What should I?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes
mm-hmm.
the person that we forget to ask is ourselves.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
And it's okay to be at a place of I don't know what I want. And mm-hmm. one activity that I have my clients do when we're working together is I have them take a piece of paper, blank piece of paper, and a pen. And on the top of the paper, write, I want to know what I want. And I just ask them to just kind of breathe, take a deep breath in, exhale, and just write whatever comes without judging it. And you'll be so surprised what comes through. Now, at first, it may be five or six unrelated things, but it also gives you an opportunity to kind of weed through, well, this seems like it's for me. Maybe that's not so much for me. But the first step is putting it down. You may have, like, well, I want a better job. I want peace. I want to return to myself. That's good, too. But one of the first things is just kind of just getting it on paper. And you can always weed through it. But finding out what you want. But on another level, I believe we all really do know what we want. We're just afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm. And you said, let me go back just a minute. You said, write it down without judging it. Now, that's huge, because in many cases we attempt something or to put it on paper, but we think it's too large or too small, or, you know, we judge it before we put it down. Can you touch on that a little bit, writing it down without judging it?
Oh, throughout our whole lives, we've been told, well, this is good, this is bad, that's worthy, that's realistic, that's not possible. When you're starting your transformation, there's no boundaries. There's no limits. So this when we were at Coach Gina Pearson's workshop, she told us to play at 1,000%.
She told us
to play big. And in life, our job is not to play small.
Yes,
our job is not to fit into someone else's box. And that's going to be our first step towards liberation. Freeing ourselves is giving ourselves permission. It is okay to want something more than you have, or to experience something that you've never experienced. You will never get that high paying job if you're afraid to say, or if you're afraid to even dream of it. There are some of us living in one bedroom apartments dreaming of a house, but we keep saying, "Well, I could never live in a house." Guess what? You never will. And there's a saying out there: whether you say you can or whether you say you can't, either way, you're right. So we have a 50-50 chance here, people. There's no harm. Now, some of the fear comes from, well, what will other people say? What will other people say if I say that I really want this big, lofty dream? Well, guess what? Don't tell them. What is sacred should be kept secret until you have some roots planted in your desire. Because that dream, that goal, that life that you want is so precious to you. And as soon as we start telling other people, they may start trying to kill our dreams. But sometimes we may need to just kind of hold on to it, let you become comfortable with that big desire. And then as you feel more attached and more certain, then start sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is awesome. Get us to, once we get to the me spot, what do we do?
Enjoy.
Once we get there, how do we enjoy?
Well, the way that I enjoy my me spot varies. Sometimes it's just me sitting and looking at the beautiful water outside of my window. Sometimes it's dancing to joy to Diana Ross's "I'm Coming Out." Sometimes, you know what? That place, that sacred place inside of me, it's mine. And when I'm there, I feel so connected to love and what I call God, or higher power, whatever term or label you feel most comfortable with, you use it. But in that me spot, I know without a shadow of a doubt that all is well, even if all is not well around me. Like the Christian prophet says, you can be in it but not of it. That's because you, in your heart, are free. Someone asked me, well, what does it mean to be free? It means finding out that truly you have a choice. I can choose chaos or I can choose peace. Now, believe it or not, you always have this choice. Now, sometimes it may seem as if we don't, but remember, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my me spot, what do I do? Well, today, I just decided to just kind of sit with myself and just ponder. Wow. I just got a chance to just be in the attitude of just gratitude. I didn't want to do anything else but give thanks for the peace and opportunity and just for life. That's all I want to do in my me spot. Now, in your me spot, there might be other things. But the beautiful part about the me spot is that there's no rules on how you should be. Now, one thing you won't get from me, Chris, is me shooting on everybody. No,
absolutely.
Not at all.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this question, because I'm really, where does the creativity start? Do you have to find the me spot first in order to create your life or to live your life out loud? Or does that start immediately when you pursue the me spot?
You know what? We are creating all the time. We are natural born creators. even as babies, somehow we knew that as if we cried, our needs would be met. So instantaneously, we were born creators, and we were born in our me spot. So this concept is not new to any of us. So this me spot, the thing about the me spot is it's not foreign to you. It's already there. It's already here. Now, mm-hmm. How do we start co-creating and creating in our world? Simply ask a question: what do I truly desire? On my website, CoachVoletta.com, I ask the question: what makes your heart sing? Tra-la-la. That thing right there is where your passion is. That thing that you and I were talking, Chris, before about lighting up when we started talking about transformation and empowerment. It's that thing that you're just on fire for. Now,
absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. I am so excited about that, because many times people want to jump in and already be on fire and already want to be there, and, you know, they just want it to happen right now. And so they don't understand that this is a transformation, so this is a process. So can you explain that a little bit about finding me in the me spot? Because it's not just an overnight experience. It's something that will happen as you transform. You get into deeper depths of yourself, but it is a process. So if you do start today, then you want tomorrow be there. It's a journey. So I think sometimes that's what we miss, that it's a journey. We don't need to get impatient about it. We need to just journey along. And I say to my people sometimes, follow the yellow brick road, wherever that road takes you. But whatever it is, the reason why it's yellow is because it's golden. Wherever your life takes you, it's golden. You living your life like it's golden, following the yellow brick road, because you're following the plan. And if you knew the plan, I always feel like if I knew how huge and how great God had made us all in the totality, I would not be able to receive it. And so you get little disbursements of it as you go along. And that is what keeps us engaged, and that's what keeps us moving and transforming. But just talk to us a little bit about being patient and how the journey is, and how the transformation is a journey, and we need to be patient but consistent in getting to our me spot.
As we're going through our transformation of becoming the person that we feel we are, as we go through our transformation of becoming our ultimate and higher selves, it's so important to be grateful along the way, to be grateful for all the big and the little things. As we change our mind, we're going to start noticing small shifts in how I think, and shifts on how I treat people, and shifts on how people treat me. Now, it may not seem like a big deal, but this is where gratitude comes in, because when we want things, as we are grateful, we're inviting more and more of it in our lives. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to find 5 beautiful things about yourself that you didn't know that were there yesterday, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's where we're, and then the next day you might notice that there's 10 more beautiful things about yourself than you noticed the few days before. Now, have you changed? Yes, if that's where you have focused your attention. Now, if you're saying, well, I just noticed 5 beautiful things about me, but I'm still living in the same house that I'm in. We have then moved from gratitude to not being grateful. Now, when we're not grateful, we can't see the opportunities or the beauty or the change.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now, ever transforming, and as we're going through this process of life, it's not always these huge things these huge to other people things. Sometimes they're these small things that only you noticed.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, the thing about transformation is it's an inside out job. Our outer world.
Can you say that again for us? The thing about transformation is what?
It's an inside out job.
It's an inside job. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The change and transformation happens on our inside, and our outside world starts to change and transform because our inside world has been changed and transformed. You've seen people, you know, they change their bodies, they drop a whole lot of weight, and then something happens and they put it all back on.
Yes, me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've done it too. Because I did not go to the source of why I was doing it. I was doing it for everybody else's reasons, not all of my own. Now, if you want a change, or as we're saying, transformation, because transformation is permanent. If we want long-lasting change and transformation, that's why it's imperative that we work on the inside as we're coining the me spot, so we can see our outside world transform. Because do you deserve that healthy body? Yes. Do you deserve the joy and harmony? Yes. Do you deserve the abundance and success and prosperity that your hearts desire? Yes. When you feel that you are worthy of this on the inside, it can't help but show up on the outside, especially since you're already having these inklings and indications that you want anyhow. Remember, you have to do the work.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. So in doing the work, we need to understand, if I'm correct, that the work is eternal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The work, yes. We will not be complete until we transition out of this life.
Absolutely. So that's what I want them to hear. Because what we do is we do the work, we get the result, and then we go back to where we started from.
Yeah.
We don't realize that time is a ongoing pressing toward the mark. Journey.
Yes.
It's not a destination.
No.
It's a journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some call it we're constantly evolving. We're constantly raising our awareness or our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So just like you thought 15 years ago, it's not how you think today. Because we are evolving beings. See, the way of life is growth. You plant a seed, there's water, it's sun, it grows. So and then as soon as the thing stops growing, it's dead.
Absolutely.
I believe the people that are listening are fully alive.
Yes.
And I want you to know that this journey called life is ever evolving and ever changing, and I want you to enjoy it. And if you're like, you know what, I don't know what I want, well, you can get clues in what it is that you don't want.
Absolutely.
What you don't want is the pain, the suffering, the low self-esteem, the feelings of not worthiness. Okay, now we can start looking at the opposite. And to be honest, you don't necessarily need a conference or anything to tell you that, because you already know it. You already know it. So the next step becomes becoming bold enough to ask the question. As you ask the question, be bold enough to start walking in your answer.
Well, we're going to stop right there. That is absolutely a positive affirmation to leave us with. Start walking in your answer to me, to you, the me spot. Willetta, Coach Willetta, it has been wonderful. Time has gotten away from us. We thank you so much. Give us your website real quickly, and we just want to go out with our love on top. Go ahead and give us your website.
You can find me at www.coachwilletta.com. So if you're interested in working with me or if you're interested in attending a workshop, check me out at coachwilletta.com. That's Coach, WILLETTA.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.